Wake Up Tri Counties live from our Save a Lot studio. Good morning. I'm Sean Cernan, and joining us live in the studio, Rayann Tucker with the Henry and Stark County Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We're getting ready for Easter.
Yes, we are. And of course, when any holiday comes up, there's always Rayann to kind of throw a kink in the works or whatever. No, we're there just to remind you of how to protect your upcoming holiday. And the first thing we're going to talk about, really both items have to do with food safety. Whenever we get together, we want to have, you know, celebratory get-togethers. We want to enjoy each other's company. Of course, when humans get together and they're celebrating, we normally have food. It's just key to how we do these things. And so the first thing we're going to talk about is as far as Easter egg safety. Now, how to properly prepare Easter eggs. This is only important if you're going to eat the Easter eggs afterwards, okay? Mm-hmm. So And for most part, people that do Easter egg hunts now tend to use the plastic ones that you fill with things. But if you are going old school and you're coloring the eggs and you're using real eggs, there are some things you have to keep in mind, because in years past, there have been instances of foodborne illnesses that have been associated with the consumption of improperly prepared Easter eggs. So we're going to look at a couple of guidelines for people to keep in mind. Of course, again, this is for Easter eggs you're going to eat. A lot of people do use the eggs that they color, and they make, you know, egg salad, you know, the next week. They make deviled eggs for the celebration. So this is what I'm talking about. Now, if you're not going to be consuming them, it's not as important. Mm-hmm. So first off, use only fresh, clean, unbroken eggs that have been obtained from a reliable source and kept refrigerated. That's the key for all of this, all the things we're going to talk about. Eggs should be prepared by healthy people who observe good hygienic practices, such as frequent hand washing and proper cleaning of cooking utensils. Eggs should not be allowed to cool in standing water, which a lot of people will do. You'll douse them and you'll sit there. Actually, what you should do is maybe just douse them with the cold water so that they're easily handled, but put them right back into the refrigerator until you start the dyeing and coloring process. Hard-boiled eggs must be remain refrigerated after preparation and coloring and used within 7 days. Again, if you're going to be consuming them. So I would encourage you to maybe have some that you color and you keep out in your basket if you're using them as decorations, and ones that you are going to use in food items, put them right back into the refrigerator. Eggs aren't that expensive, but I haven't checked the price lately, and I know we have had issues with that in the past. It's safe to keep eggs even outside. So say you are going old school, and you are using real eggs for your Easter egg hunt. Eggs could remain outside for an hour or two during an Easter egg hunt, but any eggs that are not consumed right away must be returned to the refrigerator. Also, keep them clear of pets and dirt and other sources of bacteria. Remember, hard-boiled eggs in the shell or peeled do not keep as well as raw eggs, so discard them after a week. So if it's 10 days after the holiday and you've got some hard-boiled eggs in the refrigerator, just, you know, what we always say when we talk about food safety is, when in doubt, throw it out. Because you do not want to not be able to enjoy your upcoming holiday due to some, how would we call, foodborne unpleasantness. Mm-hmm. So those are things to consider as far as if you're using Easter eggs and coloring them and then consuming them later. A couple of other things to think about for your family celebration is some food safety for the meal, primarily looking at probably the most popular meat item that is used during Easter, and that's ham. But there are actually several types of ham that require different preparation methods. Ham usually is either ready to eat or requires cooking before eating. So, of course, read your packaging. Read your directions on the ham that you have purchased. Fresh, uncooked hams must be cooked to reach a safe minimum internal temperature of 160. I always encourage people, get a food thermometer. That is going to help you in the long run. No matter what holiday, no matter what you're cooking, it's really going to be your safeguard. If you're eating a ready-to-eat ham, that primarily just has to be heated up. So cook that to the package's instructions. And remember that you know, always defer to directions. A lot of times you're opening the ham, you toss all the stuff, and then you're like, I know what I'm doing. But that's usually when people err on the side. But other than that, we really want people to just enjoy the celebration and enjoy being together. And so that's what I'll say about the Easter holiday, at least. We also have coming up next week, and we'll talk more about it next week, our big celebration every year at the health department is Public Health Week, mm-hmm. National Public Health Week. It's being celebrated this year, April the 1st through the 7th. We're going to be talking about what public health means, just reminding people. A lot of times when people talk about healthcare and the industry, you immediately go to, you know, what a hospital does, what your doctor's or physician's office does, and your clinic that you go to. But public health is a special section of healthcare that obviously a little bit more attention had been drawn to it during the pandemic, so people kind of have a better understanding of what public health is. But we'll talk about that next week and really try to focus on each and every one of the divisions. We'll be posting all week long. So if you know anybody that works for the health department or is in public health, celebrate with them next week. But again, we'll talk more about that. But a thing that we do each and every year in conjunction with National Public Health Week is during the month of April, we offer lab specials that are probably the most popular thing we have at the health department. If anybody knows, you know, most doctors or healthcare providers want you to get lab work done yearly with your annual checkup. And sometimes that work can be quite costly if you're paying out of pocket, especially. So we run it's a cash only general health thyroid panel blood test for only $50. This is at all of our locations, Kewaunee, Kelowna, Toulon now. And it offers you a CBC, a general health panel, a thyroid panel, a full lipid or cholesterol panel. So pretty much anything your doctor is generally going to want you to get with your yearly labs is with that. And so we just encourage that, and we'll be talking about that. We actually put the whole month aside that we offer that special just because it is so important. And people, it's a good thing to do. And the blood and your lab work is a prognosticator as to what's going on in your body. That's why your healthcare provider asks for it every year. Mm-hmm. So it really can give you a good idea, especially as we age. We all have to kind of know our cholesterol numbers. That can put us at higher risk for things like heart disease. And the CBC will look at levels that might be indicative of cancers and things like that. So it's just a really good idea to get this work done and see where you're at. Because a lot of times when we talk about our health, an ounce of prevention, of course, is worth a pound of cure. And if you do see something popping up as you age, you'll say, oh, well, I've always had good blood work. Well, good for you. That's awesome. But things change as we age. And it's a good thing to do. And I would encourage people that if you haven't had your blood work done, call up during the month of April. Take advantage of this this is a lot of savings. It's cash only. We don't bill any insurances. And again, it's available at Kewaunee, Kelowna, and Toulon.
All right. Well, Rand Tucker, anything else you want to add?
I would just encourage people to remember about our locations. You're going to start hearing a lot more. You know, all the schools are in break, but it's not much left before the end of the year, and we're going to start looking at school ready. Kids that are going to need sports physicals over the summer, their school physicals, being brought up to date on their immunizations. The measles outbreak has reminded us about the importance of vaccination. Remember our three locations of First Choice Healthcare for those, and we're just starting to throw out messaging and reminding people to make your appointments during the summer. So I'm starting off the harangue now at the end of March, and you'll be hearing me say this until probably about August. But otherwise, everybody have a great holiday.
All right, Rand Tucker, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.